Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carol Ann Parisi, and it's time for Awaken to Empowerment. Yes, it is. This is your source for hope with conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. Awaken to Empowerment. This is me, your host, Carol Ann Parisi, and the brilliance is in the basics. We're going to have some other guests coming in the shows coming up ahead. But I want to, first of all, thank you for joining me today. And it really is time right now to be encouraged and to be empowered and to tap into timeless truths. And let us set our soul free with paradigm shift. And we must be fearless so we can have peace of mind, peace of heart, peace, love, and empowerment. It's time to create our ideal life and discover our own destiny and purpose. If you're a freedom-loving soul, you're going to love stories and truths and conversations about entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, fitness, anything that's going to help to enrich and change your life. So thank you for joining me today. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and I was with you, and I'm just so kind of burned out too, like just like you, because of all the goings on. And we got to turn off the mainstream media, and we need to, you know, each one needs to reach one. We need to reach our family and our friends, and it is time for truth. It really is. And this is kind of like a diva talk. I'm looking forward to Nancy coming in and Mary Lynn and Kim and getting some of the gals on, but everybody's crazy busy right now. But just sitting back and watching our economy crash and watching the mainstream media, like, perpetrate hate and fear, fear, it's just, yes, you know what, there is something going on out there. There is, clearly. And my cousin called it, like, 2 months ago. She went to Costco. I was at Costco the same day. But she said, Carol Ann, she goes, I'm noticing people getting toilet paper and hand sanitizer. And I'm like, oh, I didn't really notice that. Well, the next time I went shopping, it was more profound. Then, forget it, you couldn't get toilet paper, which, you know, I mean, so many aspects there are. I'm sorry, didn't mean to say that. Anyway, here's the deal. We're going to talk a little bit about a prepper pantry. So you don't have to feel this threat and this fear if things start coming around and getting even more frightening. First of all, everyone should have enough food and resources for their family for a month. A month. You know, you don't know if you're going to be out of work, so instead of buying that extra purse or that extra pair of shoes or that designer, you know, phone case, buy an extra package of toilet paper or two. It's not bad to have an extra couple big things of toilet paper. It doesn't mean you have to hoard it and have a whole room, unless, of course, you're in a hurricane place where you can't get resources for 6 months. But if you could do a month of things like toilet paper, paper towels, Kleenex, vitamins, Buy when it's on sale. Sometimes you can buy when it's on sale and then you get extra rebates. And you're saving money and you're creating security, some type of security, monetary security, in a different way of having things. So you don't have to feed into this beast. Rice, good luck getting rice anywhere. It's like off the shelves. And you cannot even get two bags. You can only get one bag of rice. It's crazy. It's crazy. But one of my favorite locations is Costco. And Costco, he had brown rice, and it was 12 pounds, and then a 25-pound bag of white rice. So get it. It's stuff lasts for 30 years. And then get a bunch of different beans. Get your garbanzo beans and kidney beans and great northern white beans and pinto beans. Because, again, they last like 30 years. So it's really a good thing to be prepared for anything because you never know. You never know. It's not even like a crisis where what is going on right now. I mean, this is pretty interesting to me. I have been doing a lot of natural protocols. And one, it's funny because you're hearing a lot of controversy on the silver. I've been taking silver, nano silver, you know, low colloidal silver. I've been doing the drops, just a bunch of like a sambacol. I've been taking echinacea. I've been, you know, green tea with the ECGCs or whatever they're called. But guys, gotta take care of your own health. Slow your roll on sugar, okay? Slow the roll on sugar. Don't be drinking a lot of sodas. Don't be having a lot of candy. Just go more natural. Try and get a good amount of sleep. Because you get a good amount of sleep, that helps to build your immune system. So right now, everybody is being called to hunker down. I'm having some tinfoil hat time here. People are telling me that it's going to get worse. Today's March 31st, so they say by the end of the week, coming this Friday, this is Tuesday, they say by Friday, we're going to be under like a major lockdown, but nobody said martial law yet. So, you know, it's just, we're living in very transitional and interesting times, and it really is up to us to do our best, be our best, and think our best. Because remember, thoughts are things, and we become what we think about most of the time. So if we're thinking all these low vibrational energy thoughts, like I'm going to get sick, or I'm going to, you know, lose my job, or I'm not going to have any money. I mean, the government's like giving away a lot of money. Oh, wait a minute, the taxpayers are giving away money. And I mean, there's all kinds of things out there. And if I could remind some of my friends out there, this is what the Tea Party started on, is a lot of this, you know, stop the debt, stop the big federal deficit. But, I mean, there has to be something done. What answers? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking forward to doing more shows and unpacking more of that with you. But right now, you know, be self-sufficient. We're coming into the summer months here in the United States of America, and grow a garden. Go get some seeds. The Dollar Tree sells heirloom seeds, believe it or not. You can still find them. And just start planting your seeds and growing a garden and grow your own tomatoes and grow your own cucumbers. And, you know, just start being self-sufficient again. Let's get a little bit back to the way we used to be in this country. And if nothing else, if we have learned nothing else from this crisis, it's, oh my gosh, how dependent we are on China. And let's remember, this coronavirus, this COVID-19, started in China. Now people are saying it came from the bats and from their markets and how they sell just terrible things. I don't even want to go into that because it's quite repulsive to me as I'm looking at my two little puppies laying around here. But this clearly started in China. And anybody that is calling the president a racist by calling this coronavirus a China virus, the Chinese virus, they need to go back to history, awaken a little bit. And remember, we had the Spanish flu in 1918. We'd had the Hong Kong flu, I believe that was 1967. MERS is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. So, you know what, we've analyzed this. It has come from Wuhan, China. So don't get all bent out of shape. But anybody, you know, haters are going to hate, and you hate this president. You know something, you need to, I'm glad you're having some time to introspect right now, because you live in the greatest country that was ever given to man by our creator God. And yes, I just said that. I went there too. So guess what? This country is going to be great. We are going through some stuff right now. So take care of yourself and your family and those that are around you. And you have to go ahead and start paying attention to your elderly neighbors. You know, now's a great time to, you know, help people and create community organizations to serve. And we will get through this. We're Americans, and we are the innovators. And truly, a lot of these trying times can bring out the best in us. I know it's been bringing out a lot of stress in a lot of people. I totally bet my best friend cut off today. She was saying something, and I was just like, rah, 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 rah. I guess more divorces are happening right now because of this Wuhan virus, because people are hunkering down and isolating and not going anywhere. You know, I did locate some gloves at the store today, so I guess I'm going to start wearing those. And I had masks from when one of my companies, we were doing trash outs for real estate agents. So I did have some of the N95 masks, and I've been sharing them with friends and family. So that's all good. Excuse me, I'm going to take a swig. Stay hydrated. Get plenty of water. They do have water. They are having limits. Although I saw some greedy guy today, I didn't see a sign over there. He took like 25-gallon waters. And I'm like, I've never, he goes, oh, yeah, because I got them all. I'm like, really? Oh, aren't you nice? But, you know, kind of leave some for other people. Take what you can use. But see, the time to prepare is before you need to. And you don't have to go to the obvious places like Walmart or Costco. Now, if you're over 60 years old, I was told today at Menards, if you're over 60 years old and or you have different health issues, if you have diabetes or asthma or any type of heart disease, if you are a vulnerable person, you can get shopping early. And I'm sure everybody knows that. It's been on the news. So, you know, if that's something that's a good time for you. Now, I went to Costco with my son last week at 3 in the afternoon. It was Deadsville. And I was at Costco yesterday, and they just had such, they were so organized, and everything was being cleaned off. It was very good. I mean, I did have my little mask. A lot of people with masks and gloves on. But, you know, you could go to your Costco, your Walmart. You could also find things at, you know, Menards. I was surprised, the Dollar Tree. Other things besides rice and beans is dehydrated potato flakes. Those are great, fantastic. You know, you don't really need to worry about, you know, too much prep time. You just can heat them up. You could probably, like, get some hot water. You can, like, boil water over a fire. You probably can stick a little boiling water and mix them, and they may not be perfect and fluffy, but they're sustainable. They're carbohydrates. They're going to get you through hard times. Also, the tuna. They have tuna in a plastic, I hate plastic, but it is what it is, a Ziploc little pouchy thing, and you can eat it right out of there. And they also, I believe, have the chicken like that. And I've seen that at the Dollar Tree and Dollar General, those kind of places. And sardines. Sardines are fabulous, too, and the oil, because you're getting a lot of good fat. Load up on coconut oil and nut butters and protein powder. If you mix, if you're not allergic to any kind of nut butters, you could mix coconut oil and protein powder with a nut butter and stick them in your fridge, and you got fat bombs, and that gives you a ton of dense nutrition. But, you know, growing your own vegetables and, you know, going to, you know what, I got food safe, because it's really important to get food safe, because plastic just kind of leaches, and you don't want, you know, nasty stuff leaching in your food because you're trying to be healthy. And, you know, sometimes when those nice big, you know, containers, they have chemicals in there. So I went to my local donut place, and they have their frosting containers. They're nice little 5-pound, you know, food-safe things. I've washed them out a couple times. Still smells like Bavarian cream, one of them. It smells really good. But I wouldn't put my rice in there because it'll absorb. So you want to, like, air it out and clean it out really good. But that could be your pantry food, your prepper food. Also, dehydrated mushrooms. They say shiitake mushrooms are phenomenal for you as far as helping to rebuild your immune system. And your regular vitamins, that's a great thing to, you know, keep your vitamins stockpiled. Get some dehydrated mushrooms. I know there's places that sell dehydrated broccoli. If you have a food dehydrator, you could do that yourself with something called nutritional yeast. We've talked about nutritional yeast. We've talked about it before. We call it hippie dust. So there's a lot of really nutrient-dense things that you could go ahead, keep long-term, and then you don't have to go feed the feeding frenzy. I went to Costco last week, and the line was around the store. I walked, and I just kind of was amazed, and I did not go in because it was insane. I did go into a Costco before they started doing the lines outside, and I walked in, and the lines were to the back of the store, and people were, like, fighting over toilet paper. This was, like, 3 weeks ago now, and I was just standing there in amazement, and I said, this is what socialism looks like, okay? That is exactly what I articulated, very big mouth that I am, but it's this frenzy. So prevent yourself from getting involved in the frenzy again. Just prepare, do your own prepper pantry. You don't have to rely on the government. And you know what the nice thing is? When somebody you know needs something, you have enough for them too, and you can share. So this is just, you know, some just common sense advice. And, I mean, I know there's folks that just, you know, everybody lives on a budget. But guess what? Maybe you don't go for that Starbucks, you know, for a month, and you get your toilet paper for a month. Because I don't know how much Starbucks is. Isn't it like $3 a day? I have no idea. I brew my own here. Oh, and yes, you got to have your coffee in your prepper pantry. Oh, my gosh, I don't know what I'd do without my coffee. But when stuff's on sale, that's when you can stock up. And, you know, sacrifice the frivolous. You know, you get your nails done. Great. Learn how to do your nails at home, ladies, and you can afford to buy some extra packages of dehydrated potatoes for your family, you know. You know, if you color your hair, everybody can color their hair at home. It's idiot-proof. It's on the box. Match your hair color. The stuff they have nowadays is so easy, and, you know, hair salons aren't open anyway, so get in the habit of doing that. Now, I'm all for going, you know, having your diva days and going for all your goodies. But it doesn't have to be, like, all the time. You know, we've gotten so used to, okay, you know, we got to go get our nails done every other week. I was doing that. It was like a fortune. It was, like, almost $200 a month for my nails. $200 would buy a lot of beans. I mean, beans are really reasonable. So, you know, Walmart had 1-pound things of beans, I think, for 99 cents. So you get a bunch of, you know, kidney beans and garbanzo beans and Great Northern beans and, you know, white beans, whatever those are called. There's so many different kinds of beans that you go ahead and you just put them in your food-safe plastic, kind of put them in a cool, dark, dry place, cool, dark, and dry. So a basement or a dry cellar is a great place to keep them. They last, you know, up to 30 years is what I've been told. So these are just, you know, helpful solutions. And spend time with your family now. The good news is everybody can spend time talking to people. I know a lot of people have been on edge, and I get it. Believe me, I have, you know, I've been a little bit of a lunatic to some people too lately. It's just because of the stress. you know what, decompress, breathe, breathe. You know what, nothing is that important that it's not going to, you know, if it's not going to affect your life, then you know what, whatever. If it's money, you can get more money, you can make more money. If it's not life-threatening, my son has got a really, really good question to ask yourself. And he was kind of doing this to me over the weekend because we were moving stuff out of the house, and it's just too much, and I'm overwhelmed, of course, and blah, blah. And he's like, Mom, is this a 10? You know what? Ask yourself, is this a 10? On a scale from 1 to 10, or is this just a first world problem that I'm emoting over? And you know what, we're human, we all do it, and it's great to have people hold you accountable in a good and positive and encouraging way. And even if it's your kid, it ain't a bad thing, you know, if they're right, they're right. So, you know, get a good amount of things. You don't have to be a hoarder. You don't have to overdo it. You know, get enough for you and your immediate universe, and, you know, get a little extra for the neighbors, and then you could, each one could reach one and help one. And there are a lot of good things that are coming out of this. Mike Lindell is making face masks, the MyPillow guy. I think he's an amazing man, an amazing story, and I'm looking forward to meeting him someday. And let's see, what else is there? There's a lot of good that's coming out of this. And you know what? A lot of people are getting back to their own faith, which is a good thing. Because you know what? These are the times that try men's souls and women's souls. And it is the time for solutions. So here at Awaken to Empowerment Radio, we want to bring you the best of solutions for these trying, tumultuous times. And, you know, back to our core, our you know, consciousness of destiny things, the life coaching, you know, right now, thoughts are things. Our thoughts are so important right now, and what we think and how we think and our attitude towards things. We can look at things as opportunities to get things done in our homes, to be closer with our family, or we can just be like, you know, this sucks, my country stinks, I can't believe. Look, it is what it is. Just make the best of where you're at. If you always make the best of where you're at, you're always going to have the best of times. You will create your own lasting experiences. So this show today was mostly about, you know, your prepper pantry and what to have. You know, kind of start gauging how much toilet paper you really need. I mean, my family goes through, you know, maybe 4 rolls a week. Okay, so 4 rolls a week, you know, they've got 30 rolls in one of those big jumbo packets. So, you know, that's going to go maybe 8 weeks, maybe 9 weeks, you know, on a bad week, 10 weeks, you know. So, you know, if you go through 3 rolls a week and you've got the jumbo 30 pack, obviously that's 10 weeks. So that, there you go. You can buy 5 big ones and you're good for almost a year if you go through 3 a week. Just do the math. It's easy peasy. And then, you know, honestly, you know, I was talking to a bunch of friends about the beans and the rice and how much you need. You know what? If we need to get beans and rice for a year, we have bigger problems, ladies and gentlemen. There's more going on than we're going to be able to sustain. So a month, you could see, you know, we're shut down now till the end of April. That's a month. So maybe nobody's going to go out. Maybe it's just going to get worse. They're not going to let people out. So now would be a really good time. I mean, a lot of people have been out doing stuff. If you're healthy, if you don't have any, you know, colds or fevers or any type of, you know, compromised immune system, you know, and I'm sure there's people that'll be out there shopping for you. You know, I've seen a lot of elderly people in these stores, and I feel like saying to them, hi, I'm Carol Parisi, can I go shopping for you? And then I'm like, yeah, how would I feel if somebody did that to my dad? You know, danger, Will Robinson, you know, not everybody has a good intention. So I wouldn't want my dad to deal with that. So I didn't, just kind of prayed for them. And, you know, prayer is a really important thing right now too. You know, just praying to your creator and asking for answers and solutions and truth, and they'll come. They'll come. There's a lot of things that the end of the Bible, like this, that are being talked about in our Bible, and it is kind of compelling, but I'm not a pastor, so that's not going to go there. I am a believer, and, the front page of our newspaper, if there was such a thing anymore, front headlines are definitely looking like the back pages of our Bible. So maybe we are in the end times, but, if you believe like I believe, it's going to be awesome because our Creator is coming, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be like we got to get ourselves back to the garden. You know, we are stardust, we are golden. That hippie song from the 60s. So we got to get ourselves back to the garden, and get yourself back to the garden now too. Go grow some seeds and start a victory garden, because, this is 2020. And this is perfect vision. 2020 is perfect vision. So our perfect vision is a vision of a victorious America. America that is self-sufficient. America that phileo, that Philadelphia, that brotherly love America, where we help our neighbor, we help each other. But I'm not talking about that fascist socialist kibbutzy kind of like, oh yes, everybody. No, everybody can help everybody. I'm talking about the love, the brotherly love we should just have for each other, and just the commonsensical help. Government's not really here to help us, okay? The government is, especially those that are in power and a certain political persuasion, all they want is power. They want control and they want power. You're here to awaken to empowerment. You want your own personal power. The only type of power is personal power. That's real power. And that personal power comes from your thoughts, your attitudes, your emotions, taking charge of your life, but being fully surrendered to your Creator, being fully surrendered to your Creator. And that is a really, it's an interesting dichotomy, but I find when I just believe and know and be still and just, it gets clear and it gets focused. So these are some really, really great things that we're doing here on our fabulous Awaken to Empowerment Radio. I'm looking forward to having everyone join me back here again next time. We will be here, soon. Hopefully this show has served you and given you some great ideas and things that you could do for yourself, and for your family and those that you love. So, friends, thank you for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I'm going to be signing off on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And today, we are living in interesting times, but we are here for these times. We're exactly where we're supposed to be. So it's up to us to think better, to be better, to do better. But we also have to be well, because we are blessed, because we are free, especially here in America. And just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So, just create your ideal life, project your good vibes, and just go confidently in the direction of your dreams and live the life you imagine. That's the road. This is Carol Ann Parisi saying thank you for joining me here on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And peace, love, and empowerment, and of course, peace of mind. Be well, be blessed, be free. And peace of mind, yeah.